USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. For the 40th time at Westminster Abbey, a crown is placed upon a monarch's head.
Bless, we beseech thee, this crown.
King Charles' coronation comes nearly 8 months after he ascended to the throne following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. It was Britain's first coronation in 70 years.
I, Charles, do solemnly and sincerely.
Prince Harry's wife, Meghan Merkel, Duchess of Sussex, and President Joe Biden did not attend the ceremony. This just in, the favorite in tonight's Kentucky Derby, Forte, has been scratched. Owner Mike Rapoli did not hide his disappointment in the decision by the State Racing Commission.
We haven't had the best week here, and I think they were overly cautious. But I have to understand and respect the fact that they're overly cautious.
A veterinarian made the final call, reportedly because of a bruise on the horse's foot. That leaves 18 horses in the field in the 149th running of the Kentucky Derby just before 7 tonight at Churchill Downs. President Biden is defending his son Hunter, with the decision looming by federal prosecutors on whether or not to prosecute him for tax and firearms violations.
I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him.
During an exclusive interview with MSNBC, Biden went as far as saying Hunter was innocent. The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency, the director general citing a downward trend in the pandemic over the last year. This comes more than 3 years after the organization declared the coronavirus a public health emergency. The U.S. is set to lift its COVID-19 public health emergency this coming week. And the FDA is recalling more than 500,000 COVID tests over concerns they may be contaminated with bacteria. SD Biosensor pilot COVID-19 at-home tests should be discarded, according to the FDA. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
A large fire at a Texas refinery has left five contractors in the hospital.
The blaze broke out at a Shell chemical refinery in the Houston suburb of Deer Park. The fire sent huge plumes of black smoke into the sky and forced an evacuation of the facility. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said the fire appears to have been caused by a heat exchange between two heavy gas oils. Gonzalez says the five workers were taken to a hospital as a precaution. No serious injuries were reported. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The U.S. Supreme Court is blocking the impending execution of a death row inmate in Oklahoma. Attorneys for Richard Glossop had petitioned the court to stop the lethal injection planned for later this month, a request supported by the state attorney general. Glossop was convicted of masterminding a murder-for-hire plot to kill his former boss. President Biden is defending his son Hunter as a decision by federal prosecutors on whether to prosecute him on tax and firearms violation looms.
During an exclusive interview with MSNBC, Biden said Hunter was innocent and that he's proud of him.
First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him.
The interview touched on a variety of topics ranging from his age, the debt limit, and infrastructure. Biden also went on to say he feels House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is a, quote, honest man who's being forced to side with MAGA Republicans for their support. I'm Jim Forbes.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.